doesn't ever get to you that you don't have a broader platform to showcase what you can do?
No, it doesn't. Because what really matters is winning. And, you know, when you get into talking about what I want to do or what I could or should have, that takes away from, you know, the whole aspect of everything. And, you know, granted, everybody in this league is capable of being a starter, or otherwise you wouldn't be in this league. So, you know, I don't get into that. And I know a lot of people talk about, you know, the success I had last year and how it should equate to me playing more. Don't get into that. Most important thing is for us winning. That's what I've always been about. And never try to make it about myself.
But you can shield yourself, but you're human like everybody else. And like, no matter what you do in life, you always want that opportunity to have an equal platform to others that do what you do, to show what you can do.
Yeah. I mean, I'm getting the opportunity to play, and my position is a slot. So when I get the ball thrown at me, as long as they're not scoring touchdowns, getting completions, I'm doing my job, and that's my job. So whenever I become a starter, if it does happen, that's when it'll happen. But that's not a focus of mine right now.
You didn't face RG3 the first time, but in the last game, did you notice a more rejuvenated RG3?
The last game he just played, I think he, you know, played really well. Looked a little bit more mobile than he has in the past. So, you know, we got to be ready for that. We got to know that he's coming kind of with a chip on his shoulder and has something to prove. So we'll definitely be ready for him to throw the ball well and run it.
Speaking of chips on the shoulder, last time you guys faced DeSean Jackson, he had 81-yard touchdown, over 100 yards receiving. And he just said recently that he doesn't miss his organization, still takes a few shots every now and then. How imperative is it for you guys to contain basically the primary deep threat?
It's real imperative. I mean, you never want to get balls caught over the top. We try to keep everything in front of us. But, you know, guys are professionals too, and I think that's what people don't realize. Like, they're just as good. They're the best players in the league for a reason, the best players in the world for a reason. So you're going to have some plays that you give up. You're going to make plays, and especially as a corner. And that's the world that we live in. But, you know, as long as we make more than we give up and, you know, trust the rest of our team to pick up the slack, we'll be fine.